if they are responsive and alert. Reassure the casualty. Encourage them to self-maintain their neck in a comfortable, stable position. Never force an uncooperative person into any position, as this may exacerbate an injury. Call 999 or 112 for emergency help or ask someone else to call for you. Monitor their airway, breathing, and level of response while waiting for help to arrive. If they are unresponsive and lying on their back, kneel behind their head and immobilize their head and neck using the head or trapezius squeeze technique to maintain a neutral inline position. If you need to open their airway, use the jaw thrust technique if trained to do so. If this does not open the airway successfully, use the head tilt, chin lift technique. Remember that an open airway takes priority over a possible spinal injury. Call 999 or 112 for emergency help or ask someone else to call for you. Monitor their airway, breathing, and level of response while waiting for help to arrive. If they are unresponsive and lying on their front, check if their airway is open and hold their neck in a stable position. Kneel behind their head and immobilize their head and neck using the head or trapezius squeeze technique to maintain a neutral inline position. If you need to open their airway, ask others to help you carefully roll them as a unit onto their back while keeping their neck in line with their body and as stable as possible. Then apply the head or trapezius squeeze. Call 999 or 112 for emergency help or ask someone else to call for you. Monitor their airway, breathing, and level of response while waiting for help to arrive. If you have specialized training, for example, lifeguard or mountain rescue, consider the selective use of spinal motion restriction devices and collars in line with existing protocols. Spinal recovery position if you are alone. If the casualty vomits, you cannot keep their airway open, or you have to leave them to get help, you will need to put them in the recovery position. If you are alone and need to turn the casualty, kneel at the side of the casualty. Cross their legs, bringing the far leg towards you. Gently slide the casualty's nearest hand under their head with their palm facing upwards. Take care not to move the head any more than necessary. Grasp their far shoulder and hip. Pull with equal strength on the shoulder and hip to roll the casualty towards you onto their side. Bring the crossed leg towards you so that the hip and knee are at right angles. Monitor breathing until professional help arrives. Keep the casualty warm.